Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hi there, welcome to Question of the Week. I'm Adam Murphy, and this week we're answering this question from Leah.
So why are some people good at imitating accents and doing impressions while others simply aren't? Obviously you can get better with practice, but why are some people born with the skill of imitation and some aren't?
Do you call the letter after Q R or OR? Is it bath or both? There are nearly as many accents as there are people who speak. But why does that happen? Jonathan Goodman from the Cambridge Language Science Department filled us in.
I think there are two layers of answers to this question. The obvious explanation has to do with upbringing, although there's likely an element of natural talent involved. Just like with stage acting, we know, for example, that if you grow up bilingual, you'll be more effective at speaking in the appropriate accent in either language, and probably in foreign languages generally. So there's probably an element of exposure to multiple languages, and by consequence accents, within a particular window, usually about the first 10 or so years of life.
So, if you grow up around loads of accents, you might be able to imitate them easier. Maybe all our exposure to American television on this side of the Atlantic might give us an edge. But there's more to it than that.
The second layer, I think, has to do with the evolutionary origins of human communication. Some research in linguistics and evolutionary anthropology suggests that the diversity of languages can, at least in part, be explained by kin, or according to some, group selection, whereby the pronunciation of particular words signals a connection with a certain kin or group.
Like a sports jersey for our vocal cords, then.
The classic example is the biblical case of Shibboleth, in which, after a battle between two tribes, the victors distinguished between their own tribe and the enemy by asking everyone crossing the river to pronounce the word Shibboleth. Members of the defeated tribe were known to pronounce the word differently, allowing easy distinction between those in the group and those not.
That might be an extreme example, but it shows the importance of accents for being part of a group.
If accents evolved, at least in part, to allow people to distinguish kin from everyone else, we'd expect this to have profound implications for how language evolved and continues to evolve. We might then expect people with more diverse linguistic or even genetic backgrounds to be able to emulate foreign accents more effectively. But until more extensive research is done, we can't say for sure.
Thank you, Jonathan, for lending your voice to that. Next week, we're hitting the bar for an answer to this question from Donald.
How does ethanol interact with the brain, and why does it disproportionately affect the area involved in behaviour and movement rather than the parts of the brain involved in vision, hearing, touch, or the brainstem involved in breathing, blood pressure and heart rate?
But what do you think? You can email chris@thenakedscientists.com, find us on Facebook, tweet @nakedscientists, or join in the debate on the forum, which is thenakedscientists.com/forum. Thank you for listening, and until next time, goodbye.